Now to plants of a different kind. A Massey University study has found the rollout of the medicinal cannabis scheme, which aims to provide quality access to products for patients, has made little progress since its introduction. Delays in approving products, strict compliance standards and inconsistent prescribing practices among GPs have made it difficult and expensive to get treatment. Many have turned to the black market as a result. Pearl Schomburg has been using medicinal cannabis for 6 years and joins us now. Kia ora, Pearl. What's your experience been getting medicinal cannabis treatment?
Morena, Max. Well, it's been a bit troubling, actually. There's a great resistance to prescribing by doctors, particularly in Auckland. Our DHB has a departmental policy of not prescribing legal cannabis products. So that's very difficult if you're under the care of a specialist doctor there. We have more and more patients coming to ask doctors about prescriptions for medical cannabis, but sadly, just last week, I heard of another patient who tried to gain access to CBD for her child who has a unresolved seizure condition. She was denied strongly by the GP concerned, who claimed it wasn't legal. It's really troubling. Since the scheme has come into force, patients have got less products available for them, and they're much more expensive now. We've literally gone backwards in many ways.
Why do you think some doctors show a reluctance to prescribe cannabis?
Ignorance and naivety. I think they still look upon it as anybody using cannabis or wanting to use it, literally drug seekers, criminals, people who want to get high. And for all of the patients that I know, including myself, that's not our aim. Our aim is to settle our symptoms, get a good night's sleep, reduce our levels of pain and anxiety, and lift our depression. Those are the main reasons patients are using it, in my opinion.
I hope you don't mind me asking this question, but have you ever had to turn to the black market due to these barriers? And there are potential safety issues, though, right, with getting cannabis that way?
Well, there is, and that's why I've been strongly trying to initiate a system similar to Know Your Stuff, where patients can have their products tested, that they are getting on the black market. I was involved in a testing research project in 2019 with the ESR, and I sent in over 100 products that patients were using, and they really contained the whole spectrum of possibilities. Patients buying products with little or no cannabinoids in it, patients buying products that had quite high levels of contaminants in there, and of course there were some very good products that some of our better green fairies are producing who understand the plant and know how to make a good product. It's not hard.
Kia ora, that's Pearl Schomburg, an advocate for medicinal cannabis treatment.